Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, aimed at developing and distributing a coronavirus vaccine, says millions of doses will be available before the end of the year. But former CDC director Tom Frieden cautions there are still a lot of unknowns.
We don't know how long protection lasts. We haven't seen the data from Pfizer. We don't know if it will protect older people. We're not certain about safety yet.
Johns Hopkins University is confirming more than 175,000 new coronavirus infections in the U.S. just yesterday. The rising numbers are prompting several states to impose more pandemic restrictions. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has ordered a partial lockdown in her state. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Lauren Dake reports.
Governor Kate Brown has asked Oregonians for weeks to limit social gatherings and take other precautions. But the cases continue to surge dramatically.
It is out there lurking amongst us. Every day, it's infecting more and more Oregonians who think they are safely seeing their friends and their family members. It's a very dangerous situation.
The governor said she had no choice but to shutter gyms, prohibit indoor dining, and limit social gatherings to no more than six people. Daily case counts topped 1,000 for the past couple of days. The partial lockdown lasts for 2 weeks, but could last longer in some hot spots. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Dake in Portland.
Six governors of northeastern states are holding an emergency meeting this weekend to coordinate a response to the spread of the coronavirus. Restrictions on bars, restaurants, and interstate travel are being considered. President Trump is still not conceding the election to Joe Biden, though in comments yesterday he mentioned the possibility of a different administration next year. The Associated Press has called Arizona's 11 electoral votes for President-elect Biden, bringing his tally to 290. And Will Michaels of member station WUNC reports President Trump's total is now 232 after winning North Carolina's 15 electoral votes.
On election night, President Donald Trump led President-elect Joe Biden by about 76,000 votes. But the AP and other news outlets took their time to make a call in this state because more than 100,000 absentee ballots were unaccounted for. Those ballots did not significantly close the gap in the presidential race here. As counties finished tallying votes, updated results showed Trump ahead of Biden by more than 73,000 votes. But projections had already given Biden more than the necessary 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. Georgia is now the only state that remains too close to call. For NPR News, I'm Will Michaels in Durham, North Carolina.
This is NPR News. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are holding a virtual summit this weekend, and for a third year in a row, President Trump is not attending. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien will be there in his place. Countries in Central America are bracing for Tropical Storm Iota. Maria Martin reports Iota is swirling in the Caribbean Sea and is expected to strengthen as it nears land.
What's now known as Tropical Storm Iota would be storm number 30 in a year of record-breaking and destructive weather events. In Central America, the heavy rains and flooding due to recent Storm Eta still have dozens of communities underwater and cut off from the rest of the country. Economic losses as a result of destroyed agricultural fields are in the millions in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. Regional leaders say Central America can't withstand another natural disaster without international aid. Iota is taking a path similar to Eta and is expected to make landfall in Central America early next week. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
SpaceX is blaming the remnants of Tropical Storm Eta for delaying this evening's planned launch of a manned crew to the International Space Station. The company says gusty winds could threaten the return landing of its reusable rocket booster. Four astronauts, three Americans and one Japanese, are now scheduled to launch tomorrow night. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.